Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Kertherian Gambit, Book 14, Don't Cross This Line, by Michael Anderley. Narrated by Colleen Delaney and performed by a full cast. Prologue. A meeting room aboard the QBS Archangel.
Fuck them.
The men and women in the QBS Archangel didn't breathe, didn't flinch. Their queen was speaking. Bethany Ann turned toward her people. She had been gazing at the giant screen showing Earth, hanging in the expanse of space beneath them. Her eyes narrowed, glowing red, her lips compressed. She looked around at the faces of those watching her.
They have attacked us for 3 solid years. They have hunted people only tangentially connected to me through companies I no longer own. They have attacked some of your families, and I have tried to be understanding, to offer the other cheek. We have taken care of terrorists and saved people and countries from evil men and women in the night. And we've never asked for accolades, support, or even a fucking thank you. They keep pushing and pushing and pushing. I've tried being civil. No more. Adam.
Yes?
Push the command out to my people. We aren't taking any more shit from anyone on Earth. The Etheric Empire has officially fucking had enough, thank you very much.
Bethany Ann nodded sharply and started walking crisply toward the door.
Admiral Thomas, make sure the captains of the fleet know that weapons are hot. I'm not taking another bullshit move like they just pulled. Any country that tries that again, we level something important.
She had tried to take into account what drove those on Earth, but no one had understood that Bethany Ann's reactions to the attacks against her and her people had been substantially restrained. Now, the gloves were coming off. Author's Notes. Frank Kern's Stories of the Unknown World, The Time of Patience.
My name is Franklin Adam Kearns, and I'm over 100 years old. I have seen more shit in my life than any human could be expected to behold and stay sane. I started out in the military before going into a covert organization to help hide the reality that there were others living among us who were the real monsters in the night. I used my position to help one group of these monsters, or so I thought them, against another. You see, at that time, I thought our folklore about vampires and werewolves was real. I had no idea we were all human. It was just that some humans had been subjected to advanced genetic modifications, often accompanied by a very hot temper. The Time of Patience, the series of books I'm going to release with other authors, chronicles the last 3 years, the years since the big dust-up in the Antarctic. I'm sure you've heard about it. Depending on who you listen to, TQB was down in Antarctica stealing old Nazi technology, or we attacked the U.S. Navy. We did not. We protected them, no thanks to the ungrateful asses in the brass. Or we were working on communicating with aliens to take over the world. Seriously? Who comes up with this shit? We have tried to stay off the world's radar for the last 3 years, the reason being that we needed to build our own house, so to speak. One of them is inside an asteroid, so it's kind of large. We need all the technology and ships to protect the Earth against aliens. Aliens who want to come and subjugate mankind. That whole story of us bringing aliens to Earth is complete lunacy. During the Time of Patience, we visited Earth pretty often, but rarely did you hear anything about it, since we stayed out of the news to the best of our ability. We only made the news when our academy students went off the reservation, just like any kids in any country since.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?